Day 2. The ABCDs of Emotions. Hi again. Did you start doing some ABCDs? We recommend that you do this in writing or on your computer and write each step from top to bottom. A. The event. B. My thought. C. My emotion. And D, my behavior. Then think of a recent situation that made you feel bad, or a behavior that you had that you did not like. You do not need to complete the steps in order. Often you may start at the bottom by filling in step B. For example, your behavior that is bothering you. You ate too much, you smoke too much, or something else. Write it down in a few words. Next, ask yourself how you are feeling inside. Try to identify the emotions you are feeling, your inert discomfort. Is it anxiety or fear? Is it depression or self-depreciation? You may not like yourself. Is it guilt or anger against yourself? Or is it frustration or anger against others? At this stage, you may find what you feel difficult to put into words. Don't worry about it. Later, we will be able to help you currently identify your emotions. Write in your own words next to see how you feel. Now try to assess the intensity of your emotions, with 0 meaning you feel no emotion and 10 meaning you feel the strongest emotion you can possibly feel. At this stage, you can probably easily identify the situation, the fact or the event that triggered this reaction, and fill in step A, the event. In a few words, summarize what happened. You have now filled in A, the event, C, my automatic emotions, and D, my automatic behavior. At our last session, we were telling you that when our emotions are strong, you have little or no control over the behaviors that arise. However, if you manage to reduce the intensity of the emotion, you will have better control over your behavior. Let's have a look at the case of Ginny, who asked Dr. LaRocque how she could avoid having strong emotions. Every year before her vacation, she experienced the same old thing. She had too much work. The files piled up and she panicked. She tried not to let it get to her, to not get stressed, but it was stronger than her. So she overate. Even though we tell ourselves not to be nervous, not to feel guilty, not to feel depressed, or not to get angry, it will have no effect on the emotion felt. At this time, it is important to realize that emotions are automatic, out of our conscious control, and that we cannot judge an emotion. Dr. LaRocque told Ginny that in fact an emotion cannot be argued or judged. You feel what you feel. It is perhaps unpleasant, but it is automatic. That's the way it is. You're not a bad or a good person if you feel an emotion. You are simply being a normal human being. Again, an emotion should not be judged. Stop blaming yourself. There is no use to it. The question is, how could she reduce her anxiety? She wants to feel better, to complete all her files, and not eat sweets like there's no tomorrow, and take and enjoy her vacation. In fact, let's take the 4 behavioral steps, A, B, C, and D. We see that we cannot directly act on C, the emotion, or D, the behavior. So there are only 2 possibilities that you can do something about. A, the situation. She stated, I have all these files to complete and I want to go on vacation without taking work with me. If we cannot directly act on A, C or D, we can only act on B, our thoughts, what we say in our heads. And what does Ginny say in her head? She continually tells herself that she must finish all her files before her vacation. Dr. Rock told her the good news, that you can act on your thoughts to reduce the intensity of your emotions, which in turn will reduce the intensity of your behavior and allow you to take control. Listen to yourself when you say, I say to myself that... The next words are your thoughts, which are probably responsible for your automatic emotions. These are the thoughts that you write under B, my thoughts. And it is only by changing the way you think that you can act. Let's look again at your ABCD. You wrote A, the event. For example, vacations are coming up and many files are not completed. B, my thought. I must complete all my files before my vacation. C, my automatic emotion. I feel very nervous. Intensity, 8 out of 10. My automatic behavior, I cannot stop eating sweets. Dr. LaRocque asked Ginny if she recognized herself in the ABCD. She said it was definitely her. Dr. LaRocque asked her at this point to remember three important things. Number one, that she did not have a problem with food. She had a problem with her emotions. Number two, that an emotion cannot be argued or judged. One feels it automatically. And number three, the only way to change one's emotions and behaviors is to change the way one is thinking. We will look into this more tomorrow. Until then, have a good day and be aware of what you are saying to yourself.